Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Darsh, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Asar Miyakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis introduces the concept of Koloimer Lulaviti Koimer Leparati. Someone who denies and says, I never borrowed money, so he's as if he said, I never paid it back. And therefore, even if there's Eidim that said they did pay it back, Hoidos Baldin Kemei Eidim Dami, he admitted not to pay back and he has to pay it back. And the idea behind it is that the admission shows that a person recognizes that this money is not his. But if he says this money is mine, that means he doesn't recognize that it's not his. So we assume he still has the money. It's Oidos Baldin, as if he's saying money's still by me. If I can't admit this doesn't belong to me, this is not part of who I am, it's not part of my assets, so that means it's still by him. And with this, we can understand a concept that has to do in Hilchos Teshuvah. The Rambam Kayadua, when he speaks about tshuva, he does not mention the mitzvah of tshuva as part of the mitzvahs. But he does mention the mitzvah of vidui. And according to the Rambam, the main part of tshuva is the vidui. As Rambam says clearly, even though a person is regretting what he did in the past, and even though a person is mekabel alav, he accepts himself never to do it again, that's not enough. The main part of tshuva is the vidui, is the admission that he did something wrong. He has to admit it. That's the main part, and if he didn't do that, he didn't do tshuva. And Rabbi Yoinon, the Shai Tshuva, even though he has different shita from the Rambam, but he does mention, when he speaks about vidui, that a person needs to go and be misavad on his avoinus, because the pasuk says, Chatosi odiyacho ve'avoini lo kisisi, I'm not covering on my sin. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, because Bogu says, I'm going to punish you for the fact that you say I never sinned. You have to recognize, and misvada means to recognize, to admit, I sinned. Someone has to say, I did something wrong. That's the first stage, that's the main stage according to Rambam in Tshuva. Rav Moshe David Vali, on the pasuk in Mishli, in Perek of Ched, pasuk Yud Gimel, where it says, Mechaseh Pshov lo yatzliach, umoide ve'oizev yiruchom. Someone who covers his sins, he won't be successful. But if he admits, Kishbohu bimrachim on him, so he says, the vidu is dover godol v'ikor yel tshuva. Admission is something very important by tshuva. Because by that, nistam piv shal mekatrek. How do you make the mekatrek, the satan, who's coming to try and demand a punishment, is by saying that a person is nichna umoidev shov. I admit I did something wrong. And the male mekatrek can't ask for a din. But if he does not admit, so the mekatrek can still demand the punishment. And l'chora, what the Rishon LeVaal is referring to is what the Maharal explains in the Siva Tshuva. What's the main idea of Tshuva? What is the main purpose of Tshuva? The main purpose of Tshuva is to say that the sin is not me. The aveir that a person did is something that it's not who I am. I don't define myself based on the aveir. I want to do the right thing. I did an aveir, it's something I was nichshel. But I regret it. It's not who I am. It's not what I do. I admit that that's not how I define myself. So in other words, when a person admits, a person does vidui, by that he removes the chait from him. He's taking it away. So that's why vidui, says the Rambam, is the main part of tshuva. And as the Achronim explained the Rambam, that is the maisa tshuva. Yeah? Every mitzvah has a maisa. What is the maisa tshuva according to the Rambam? Vidui. How do I do? What does vidui do? I admit it, I take it away from me. If I take it away from me, it's not me anymore. It's not part of who I am. I don't own the chet. I'm not the owner of the chet. And that's the main part of tshuva, what tshuva is all about, to remove the chet from the Odom. Going back to our sugan, I saw somebody mitzayin that the, really the idea of vidui, which is an admission, is exactly as Hoidos Baldin, that we have in our sugyo. Koloimer Lulaviti, Koloimer Leparati. Where a person says, it doesn't admit that he owes any money. So then we're saying, you're saying that the money is yours. You are the owner of the money. You still own it. It's part of who you are. Don't come and tell me, no, I paid it back. If you cannot admit that you did something wrong, you can't admit that this money is now yours, so you mean the money is by you. It's part of who you are. That's the same thing with the chait. If you admit that you did the chait, so you mean the chait is removed from you. But if you don't admit it, so koimer leparati, that clearly you did not take away the chait from you, and that's why the admission is so important, both here in Hilchos Mamonos and in Hilchos Teshuva. And Ayin, Rav Shlomo Kluger, one of the Sfarim, Kilas Yaakov, on Drush Hei, he brings a similar idea, that if a person does not admit that he did something wrong, so he basically feels that anything that he does, it's in his control. Yitzhara, he can overcome the Yitzhara. There's no slip by him. Once a person feels that way, so the Baal Din could come and be mekatrik at him. But if one says, what is he saying? He's saying, I don't have control 100%. I have Yetzer Hara who overcomes me. So basically, he's bringing Tarkash Boko. He says, Boko, you created the Yetzer Hara. Barasana, you were the one who brought your Yetzer Hara. I'm not able to overcome it. He's admitting that it's not him. So you mainly now there is a place to say, Rachmi Vakarish Boko would say, will you admit that it's not you? Meaning it's the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, I'm responsible for bringing Yetzer Hara to the world. Ayin Sham, which is brought down here in the source sheets. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shom email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.